They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 and 18. We tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns will not meet him ahead of those who have died. So encourage each other with these words. The Thessalonian church lived with the expectation that Jesus might return at any moment. This inevitably triggered lots of questions. It did so then, and has done so ever since. The particular issue that Paul addresses in this chapter is what would happen to those who had already died. He makes it clear that they will rise up from the graves, whilst those who are still alive when Jesus returns will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then, he says, we will be with the Lord forever. He doesn't go into any more detail than that. The important point to recognise is that Paul saw his words as a word of encouragement. In truth, they didn't need to know exactly what the programme or timetable of events for that day would be like, and neither do we. What we do need to know is that God has it all in hand, and he can be trusted to look after the future. I believe it's good for us to live with the daily recognition that today might be the day of the Lord's return. This was deeply instilled in me as a child, and to be honest, I found it quite scary. When I couldn't find my mother in our family home, I would immediately assume that the Lord had returned and I'd been left behind. But Paul's intention was not to scare anyone. He wanted to give everyone the encouragement of knowing that the future was utterly secure in God's hands. I'd love you to have that security today, whether the Lord returns later on today or in 1,000 years. So let me ask you this question. How important is the return of Jesus in your daily life? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that we need have no fears as we look to the future. We place ourselves and our future in your loving hands. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.